With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. It's fall, and that means it's prescribed fire season in Montana. Wildland managers are now intentionally setting fires to reduce forest fuel buildup or to restore native vegetation. Edward O'Brien has this roundup.
Two prescribed wildfire operations just north of Missoula produced dense smoke that degraded air quality to unhealthy levels Wednesday night and Thursday morning. As weather forecasters predicted, though, a cold front pushed into the region Thursday afternoon, increasing winds, which helped dissipate the smoke. Missoula City County air quality specialist Sarah Cofield says more cool, wet weather is in the forecast, which will probably further improve air quality. Local wildland managers are considering using more prescribed burns in the Missoula area to help mitigate wildfire risks. Cofield says these projects are delicate balancing acts.
There's a lot of great reasons to have prescribed burning, and I personally think it's really important for ecosystem to have prescribed burning happening, and it can help change wildfire behavior if you have done a good job with your forest management. But it is always that balance of trying to make sure that we time those burns as best we can so they don't impact public health.
A prescribed fire in Yellowstone National Park this week focused on invasive weeds. Wednesday's burn about 3 miles northwest of Gardner targeted the seeds of two annual weeds, wheatgrass and desert alyssum. Roy Rankin is a vegetation specialist with the park. He describes those weeds, wheatgrass in particular, as beasts that consume native grasslands in the Intermountain West.
I mean, it just takes off, and what it does is just sucks all the moisture out of the soil to the detriment of, you know, perennials, grass and shrub, particularly grass species, that are only just turning on their machinery for the summer. So, yeah, it has that beast mode mentality to it.
Rankin says Wednesday's 16-acre burn went off without a hitch. The Bureau of Land Management, meanwhile, plans burns in Silverbow, Beaverhead, Lewis and Clark, and Jefferson counties in the coming months. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
BLM ignited a 270-acre burn in the Bull Mountains north of Billings today. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kayla DeRoche visited that project site and files this story.
The prescribed fire aimed to prevent the kind of wildfire that decimated the area in 2012. A handful of firefighters Thursday walked along the edges of a forested valley and left a trail of fire behind them. Controlled burns like this one eat up dry grasses and other fuels a wildfire would feed off of. It's the third time over 5 years the BLM has done a burn like this in the area. That's according to BLM forestry technician Tag O'Donnell.
I'm glad that we're getting these going in here. You know, the Bull Mountains have a long fire history, large catastrophic fires, lots of loss of infrastructure.
O'Donnell specifically referenced the Dahl Fire. In 2012, lightning caused a 22,000-acre fire that burned more than 70 homes in the area.
Everybody got concerned and started taking fuels mitigation actions on their private property, or a number of landowners did, and we're just kind of moving on from there.
He said their intended burn area of 270 acres includes federal, state, and private lands. O'Donnell said the burn is expected to take just one day.
As soon as the sun goes down, the temperature is going to go down with it and the humidity is going to come up, and we're going to lose our burn window.
BLM spokesperson Al Nash said around 30 people from BLM, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Billings Fire Department were on site. He said he doesn't have a cost estimate for this operation.
But if you look at the cost per acre of a prescribed fire versus what it costs to respond to a wildland fire, this is extraordinarily cost effective.
Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.